Welcome back. Go ahead and settle into a comfortable upright position. And today we're going to explore in a bit more detail the difference between attention and awareness. And then I'll introduce a new concept, which I hope will help you relate to attention in a non-dual frame, or a more open-hearted and interconnected way, in a way where awareness doesn't collapse so easily into attention. So let's just begin by using our attention in the ordinary way, by placing it on the breath. And just try to focus attention as narrowly as you can on the rise and fall of the chest or stomach. Now, notice that though your attention is on the breath, there are still other things you notice, like the sound of my voice, or maybe sensations in the body. You might notice a thought arise and see that it steals your attention before you have to drag it back to the breath. So this is what I mean by attention. The feeling of aiming at your breath. The feeling of trying to stay with the rise and fall of the chest or stomach without getting distracted. And it's often this sense of aiming, of efforting, that can feel like a self. Like there's a meditator up in your head, behind your face, directing attention. But the more you examine this feeling of directing attention, the more I think you'll realize it's an illusion. So now let's go ahead and shift from this kind of dualistic, effortful attention to a non-dual, effortless attention. So we're no longer going to use attention from the small mind or the self, but rather we're going to upgrade our operating system to this awakened awareness, which uses what we'll call local awareness, a kind of globe of awareness that isn't blended with the thinker or identified with the thinker. So in this case, awareness is interconnected with whatever awareness has in focus. So local awareness is aware directly from the object of awareness. Again, it's as if the object is made of awareness, like a wave arising and taking form out of this boundless ocean of awareness. So one of the reasons we don't awaken from this dualistic frame of mind is because we've been trying to recognize awake awareness with our small mind or self. You know, we've been trying to recognize it with our attention, our will or volition. And none of these qualities, which can do many other cool and important things, can become aware of our essential awake nature. They're limited, so only awake awareness can become aware of itself, from itself, as itself. So when we're aware from and as awake awareness, we can then focus effortlessly using local awareness from this more spacious, non-local, interconnected field of awareness that's arising as our body and the world. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take this local awareness for a spin. So just begin by looking at your non-dominant hand. And as you pay attention to your hand, notice where you're paying attention from. Just feeling the relationship of the focuser and its object, the hand. Noticing this subject-object distance. And also notice the feeling of attention wandering at times, because the small mind is moving. That's what it does. Now, we're going to have awareness unhook from the observer. But before we do, I just want to be clear that I'm not asking the doer. I'm not asking the efforter or the small self to do anything. I'm actually talking to you, awake awareness, and asking awareness itself to unhook or let go or disidentify from the observer, and then to know directly from within. So once again, feel into this observer, the one who's looking down at your hand, the one who's hearing my voice from this normal small center of self in your head, and just curiously feel that awareness is inherent within this kind of constellation of thought and sensation in the middle of the head. And then see how awareness can somehow step back or unhook and open to the space all around. Just noticing what it feels like to decenter and relocate where you're aware from. And then feel as if awareness can move itself and drop directly within your jaw and your smile. And know your jaw directly from within. And then feel as if awareness can move down to know your throat directly from within your throat. Noticing the space, the effervescent aliveness, and the awareness here. Just getting used to this. Noticing how it's not necessary to go to thought to see whether you know. There's no need to stretch attention down. And now, feel as if this globe of awareness can drop below your neck and move to know your shoulder directly from within your shoulder. Feeling as if the subject and object are being felt or known directly from within your shoulder. Again, it's not the idea of your shoulder. Notice how there's just space and sensation and awareness. And then feel as if awareness can move itself down into your bicep and your elbow and your forearm. Just feeling the aliveness, the space, and the awareness here. And then feel what it's like when awareness knows your hand directly from within and around your hand. Again, feeling the aliveness, the space, and the awareness here. noticing that the location of the knowing and direct experience of what you're knowing are happening in the same location. And without going back to thought or using an image, just notice what your hand feels like when it's experienced directly from this field of awareness. Notice that there's areas of changing sensation and a lot of space. But again, no distinct image of a hand, just a feeling of effervescent aliveness, space, and awareness. And notice the awareness can open to the space around your hand. Knowing the field of awareness directly from and as this field. So awareness doesn't have to go back to your head to know, but can keep opening to itself, to this spacious and interconnected field of awareness and aliveness. Which knows your body and your hand simultaneously. And as you get familiar with this new operating system, this new yet ancient way of knowing, open this awake awareness to include the location of the small self in your head that was the observer. Just allowing the observer to become the observed. Noticing it is a pattern of energy, this kind of ego function located within your body that doesn't have to be the center. And notice this more intimate feeling of your hand as the information, the energy, the experience is held and composed of this wide open, boundless mind. This interweaving of awareness and aliveness. So understanding as a matter of direct experience what it's like to be alert and embodied without having to orient to thought to know. May you truly be at peace. Until next time.